I thought if I had doubt in the car, I couldn't go anywhere. I found out you can have doubt in the car, just don't let it drive. Just don't let it drive. Look at somebody and say, just don't let it drive. I'm confiscating your driver's license. All the lies you've been telling yourself, all the limitations you've been telling yourself, all the labels that have been given you, all the sinfulness that is keeping you from seeing. You can ride, Simon, but you can't drive. You can stay around, but you can't tell me how far to go. You can have a word, but not the last word. And see, this is the season that some of us have been in. We've been stuck where we started, but God said something very powerful to me. He said, remind them, you're not stuck where you started. You're stuck where you stopped. Wow. Play my own organ. Ah! You are not stuck. I'm a sinful man. But Jesus said, don't be afraid of what you were. That's what you were before I stepped in your boat, knowing exactly what you are, knowing exactly what you did, knowing exactly where you've been, knowing exactly what you're not. I want the boat belonging to Simon. Yes, you! Shaky Simon, yes, you! You're not stuck where you started. I'm a sinful man. Yeah, but you are also the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because what happened on that cross was more than a physical act. It was a new name. Woo! Yeah! You are only stuck where you stopped. I just gotta be me. Well, there's a new me I need to meet. Oh, man. Peter has so much potential. Simon has so much baggage. Peter has so much purpose. Simon has so many problems. And they're both in the same boat. So all week I've been telling Simon, sit down. Peter needs to pilot this boat. That's what Jesus called him, is Peter. Okay, so Simon says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, Simon, son of John. But I tell you that you are Peter. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. Let's clap that he gave him a new name, a new name, a new name. All right. But y'all look in Matthew 16 later today. A minute later, Jesus said, I got to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to need about 3 days for y'all to think everything went wrong. And then I'm going to get up out of the ground. Peter said, never, Lord. This isn't going to happen to you. Jesus said something real weird. Now, he'd already called him Peter just a minute earlier. But then he looked at him and said, get behind me, Satan. Oh, God. We're going backwards. This is the wrong direction. I started as Simon. Then I was Peter. Now I'm Satan. Lord, this is going the wrong way. You've been feeling like you've been going backwards lately, right? Right? I'm speaking to somebody, maybe not everybody, but somebody. I've been feeling like I've been going backwards. Oh, God, I'm feeling like more tempted now. Oh, God, I'm feeling like it's harder now. I'm feeling less sure. I'm feeling less certain. I don't know what to do. I used to know. I don't know anymore. You're not going backwards. That's called the sifting. The sifting. When Jesus got in Peter's boat, he not only knew there were fish in that spot where there weren't a little while ago, he knew about the sin that was in Simon. And Simon's only speaking about the sin he knows about. Jesus knows the future ones you didn't even think to include on your resume. And he still got in. So I want to take you for a moment to Passover night before Jesus goes to the cross to die for Simon and James and John and Judas and you too. Yes, you. Well, no, see there, preacher, I've been going to church since I was about 6 years old and my mama used to take me over there to the vacation Bible school. I'm not really one of these sinners. You ever heard of self-righteousness? That's a pretty good sin too. Now, you can't see it on the surface, but if you let down the nets far enough, there's a Simon inside all of us. Don't let anybody make you feel inferior, like you can't praise God, like you can't worship God, like God can't use you. Don't you ever let them do that to you. And at the moment you think Peter is so self-aware, he's seen miracles, he's seen blessings, he's seen healings. Jesus healed Peter's own mother-in-law. Did you know that? That's why many scholars think Peter denied him. Okay. Just joke. Just checking you out. So, but he really did. He healed his mother-in-law. He saw him heal blind people by spitting in the ground, putting mud on their eyes. Other times he'd see Jesus just speak a word. Any way you put it, Peter had seen a lot because God was drawing out what was there all along. Drawing out. Oh, y'all, it's a baby. Stay with me. Stay with me. Just a baby crying. It's all right. God was pulling out what was there all along. Now, this is a blessing of what God brings up out of you. But here's something I never quite saw it like this before till I was studying for this message call, Yes, You. In Luke 22, give me that real quick. Luke 22, and I didn't mean to do a whole series on Peter in 1 week, but that's what apparently what we're doing today. Jesus looks at Simon, who has been named Peter, but he's still Simon, and says, do you remember last week? Simon, Simon, twice as covenant. Simon, Simon, who you were, your given name, who you were before I got in your boat. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you. That means to tear apart, to separate the useful from the useless. To separate who was truly the followers of Jesus from those who were just the fans. So now let's be Peter for a moment. Peter, Jesus just says to you, Simon, Simon. First of all, you're like, who are you talking to? I'm Peter. Remember you told me Cephas, Peter, Dwayne Johnson, the Rock? He's still calling him Simon because he's still Simon. You're still flesh. Strong faith still has weak moments. He said, Satan asked to sift all of you. He's talking about the cross. He's talking about the testing. He's talking about those crises of faith that we all have. Do I really still believe that God is with me? Will I really still follow, even through the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering? He asked to sift all of you as wheat. And then I'm thinking, Peter, you're Peter, you'd like, and you told him no, right? No, I didn't tell him no. But look at verse 32. Oh, that's beautiful. But I prayed for you, Simon. I'm gonna let you go through this season of sifting, but not alone. Not alone. Just like I didn't leave your boat, I'm not gonna leave you now. You're gonna be sifted, all of you. But I prayed for your weak place, Simon. It's one thing to pray for Peter, but how many thank God that you have a Savior who will pray for Simon? Now, God said you needed to hear this. I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. But didn't it? Didn't Peter deny knowing Jesus 3 times? Didn't Peter look at the servant girl and say, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm not one of them. Yes, you, not me. Weren't you one of his followers? No, not me, not me. He has gone from saying to Jesus, even if everybody denies you, I won't. Do they say, weren't you following this guy? No, not me. Wasn't he your boat? No one mine. And yet Jesus says, I prayed that your faith would survive the sifting. Receive this word. You will survive this sifting. God for me. I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you. I'm prophesying to you. You will survive this sifting. God said, I'm not going to stop it from happening. I'm going to allow it, but you will survive it. Oh, God, I feel like we should just praise God right now for what we're going to survive. And watch this, watch this, watch this. Who we're going to be on the other side. Because Jesus said, after you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. So God said, not only are you going to survive it, you're going to have strength to show for it, and I'm going to use it. Yes, Lord, I receive that. That's my word. That's my word. That's just for you.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.